أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فارجعنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون. ولو شئنا لآتينا كل نفس هداها ولكن حق القول مني لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين. فذوقوا بما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا إنا نسيناكم وذوقوا عذاب الخلد بما كنتم تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. And as we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the disbelievers, speaking about just one aspect and trying to deny the resurrection, and that is when one's body disappears into the earth, then how is it possible that man will be resurrected as a new creation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us that it is just not a person dying and then put into the earth and into the sand and being buried, but the process of death is a different process that needs to be understood. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the condition of the disbelievers particularly, and how they would respond when they see the different happenings on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. If you were to see the mujrimeen, now mujrimeen means those that have transgressed and those that have sinned, نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ, bowing their heads down, in the Rabbihim, by the Rabb. On the one hand, it is the shan, it is the might, the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, there will be remorse and regret, and there will be shame that will be felt by those that disbelieved. And hence, because of that shame in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that regret that now the reality has dawned and struck them, they will bow their heads down and they will submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana abasarna, O our Rabb. And this is one important aspect, that a disbeliever throughout his entire life does not take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the Rabb. He does not believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. He doesn't appreciate the fact that whatever he has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is in actual fact the strengthening and the weakening of one's iman. You and I as Muslims also, if we forget this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, then obviously we have difficulties insofar as our iman is concerned, insofar as our ibadat is concerned. So one very important aspect is to always acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. In the Alame Arwah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked each and every soul, Alastu bi Rabbikum, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made particular mention of the word Rabb. Am I not your Rabb? Am I not your sustainer? Man comes into this world, he gets engrossed into this earthly life, this material world, and then he begins to think that whatever he earns, whatever he achieves, is all from within himself. It is his personal achievements, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of the equation. And here, when they come back into the hereafter, we are reminded of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, Allah's Shan. So immediately the disbelievers will then acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. Abasarna, we have seen. In other words, we went through this process. Death came upon us. We had gone into the qabr, into the grave. And from there now, they will realize the resurrection has taken place. That question of how they ask Allah, Inna lafi khalqin jadeed, that would we be a new creation, they will actually experience this resurrection. So abasarna, we have seen that. They will stand on the day of Qiyamah. The shan of Allah, the greatness and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be experienced. Wasami'na, and we have heard. Whatever now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has spoken about, whatever the Qur'an Kareem has spoken about, they were in denial in this material world, but there they would have experienced it, they would have seen it, they would have heard it, they would have heard the blowing of the trumpet, they would have heard it once again when man had to be assembled on the plains of resurrection, and they will now realize that this is an absolute truth that has taken place. So farji'na na'mal salihan inna muqinun. So day one retreat, day one request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be farji'na, return us, na'mal salihan, so that we may practice righteously. In other words, bring iman once again for the disbelievers. For those who had not practiced righteously, they would want to practice righteously. Inna muqinun, certainly we have got full yaqeen, we have got full faith. But obviously that is not to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow that to happen, because in other ayahs of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear, وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْ. If we send them back, then they will repeat exactly what we had prohibited them from. We have prohibited them from committing kufr, they will go back to that kufr. We have prohibited them from abusing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Kareem, they will do exactly that. So hence there will be no return. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the truth and the reality is this, that if we so desired, then we would have given every soul its hidayat. In other words, every soul would have had hidayat and had been on iman and amal salihah. But when souls and people and human beings had come onto this earth, they had got influenced negatively by shaitan, they had got influenced negatively by this material world, and the reality is this, وَلَكِنْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ مِنِّي. That's the, but the word will become a reality from my side. لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And I will certainly fill Jahannam with jinnat and with insan, all of them, because of their own disbelief and because of the influence of this material world and that of shaitan. فَذُوقُوا بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, the taste, because you had forgotten the meeting of this day with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is one important aspect for us also, that the kuffar are in denial of the day of Qiyamah. We have brought iman in the day of Qiyamah, and our actions and our amal in this world will be actually monitored, and it will be actually led by the fact that we have continuous remembrance of the day of Qiyamah. It remains present in our minds all the time that we are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna nasinakum, certainly we have forgotten you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this declaration. Now Allah Rabbul Izzat is that Zat that never ever forgets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget anything. Everything is encompassed in the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But here Allah is saying, Inna nasinakum, certainly we have forgotten you. In other words, as far as our mercy is concerned, we will not now remember you with mercy. وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ. And remember the punishment that is forever. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And this punishment is not because we want to punish you, O insan. It is because of your deeds and because of your actions. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts a picture of the day of Qiyamah very, very briefly insofar as the disbelievers are concerned, and we can see that here is a documentary of our entire life. What happened before we were born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how we were born, the material that was used for our birth. Allah speaks about our death, and Allah speaks of the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.